Did you ever notice that an airplane pilot, before he goes up in the airplane, he's got checks every instrument he can. He'll take that plane out, he'll check everything and stand out there and rivet up to see if it'll take off and everything. Why? He's awful careful. He's got blood on his hands if you don't watch. Look at a doctor for an operation. How he checks every tool, takes the x-ray and everything. Why? He's got that man on his hands. If he dies, the blood's on him. And he checks everything to be sure that the blood's not up on him. That's right. You don't want no blood on his hands. Human blood don't want to be on human's hands. Well, what are you going to do with the blood of Jesus Christ on your hands? Now, you can't throw it out and say, I don't believe that. The Bible condemns you. He says he's the same yesterday and forever, and here he is working, doing the same. Amen. The blood's on your hands anyhow. You can't wash it off. Pilate tried that. Amen. It couldn't be enough water to wash it off his hands. He tried to pass it on to his organization to hire up the presbyters, said if he'd let me do it, but it backfired. It comes right back to you. You can't get it off your hands, no way in the world but accept it. The only way to get it off your hands is get it on your heart. That's the only way to do it. And when we see Jesus Christ today manifest himself here just exactly like when he did here on earth and promised to do it, we are sure this is the Messiah. Now it's on your hands, in your lap. What will you do with this Jesus called Christ?